Hi there, Not Too Taboo listeners. It's Gretchen and Slade at another home edition of Not Too Taboo.
This actually legitimately hurts my face right now.
Wait, I got to explain to everybody. They have no idea what you're talking about.
I probably shouldn't have left it on for the podcast.
I was wondering what you were doing.
Tell them what color my face is.
Gretchen is wearing a beautiful combination. Just, you know, it's late in the evening.
It's like, okay, let's confirm what time it is. It is 10:41.
Okay.
And we finally have Skylar down.
Yep.
We lit some candles.
Yeah. Set the mood.
We set the mood. We are freaking exhausted.
Yeah, we're pretty tired.
We're and so tired.
Gretchen has popped into studio wearing a bright pink robe, a little white fuzzy bow thing, holding her hair back, and her face legit is bright green.
By the way,
you kind of look like you've been dating the Hulk.
By the way, I love how you say we stepped into studio. It's at the end of our bed in our bedroom. Like, you act like we're in
Is this not the studio?
It's
area?
The studio, but okay. It's hilarious.
There you go.
The way you just said
stepped
that.
Stepped in.
Stepped into the studio.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys. Literally, Sundays I like to be a little bit of like my self care days. And I didn't get a chance to do that today. Today was another one of those days. I actually know, as a matter of fact, because one of my friends had sent me a DM about it. I think like it's like a full moon or something weird's going on, or like Jupiter's coming in.
It was 120 freaking degrees today.
Yeah.
It was.
Or like Jupiter's coming into Saturn or whatever those crazy things are that happen in the universe. Because
did you say Jupiter's coming into Saturn?
Yeah, something like
There's going to be a collision of planets?
No, like crazy things happen.
Are you talking about astrologically?
Yeah. And then what happens is like just everything goes to crazy town. And literally for a week, everything has been legitimately in crazy town for us.
It's been a little crazy.
It's like been a really rough couple weeks, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, very much so.
Like really, really
There's
rough
like
couple weeks.
Three of my family members in the hospital.
Yeah.
Three.
That's crazy.
Like one's in the middle of a major operation and I get the phone call that the other one's going into ER.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, first of all, let's talk about that. Like, I mean, first of all, many of you guys know that like Slade's son, Grayson, has been suffering with brain cancer for many, many years. And, you know, just like every time we turn around, every time we think he's like doing good again and something's headed in the right direction, we get the call and it's just like he's going back in for his 100th, you know, surgery. I think this was sincerely like his 18th or 19th surgery, 18th, right?
Yeah, I think it was 18th or 19th, yeah. 5.5 hours.
Yeah.
And it's such a bummer because, you know, they're not letting anyone in.
Yeah.
We snuck up to his floor during admitting and they kicked us out.
Yeah.
Everybody got kicked out.
Yeah.
And his mom couldn't be with him.
Crazy.
5.5 hour surgery. Actually, they were 3.5 hours delayed. So like we're all waiting. We're downstairs waiting. 3.5 hours delayed starting the surgery. The 4 hour surgery ended up being 5.5, almost 6 hours. Because it just took a lot longer than they had anticipated. Then he goes into recovery. Well, then they won't let you see him. Like for the following day.
Yeah, till
like,
the next morning at 9 a.m. or something crazy.
They took him away for like almost 24 hours.
So, it's horrible.
So, yeah,
it's so horrible. So that was like, you know, a kick in the gut that you have to like stop life, stop everything and just, you know, get up to the hospital and just be there with Grayson and just, you know, and then everybody here is like on their knees praying and making sure everything goes well. Because anytime that you have a major surgery like that, it's just so scary. I mean, they're opening him up. They're working on something in his spine now. I mean, it's just crazy what this poor child has had to go through. God bless him.
It's the worst.
I mean, it's just, you know, he's been through so much and he really is like an angel on earth. But that was gut-wrenching.
It's the worst feeling, by the way. Like, I constantly pray, like, why can't I take his pain away? Like, why can't... I'd rather be me, honestly, rather be me.
Yeah.
And you feel so helpless that he has to go through all this stuff. So.
Yeah. And I think any parent out there can relate to that. I mean, maybe not to the level of, you know, what you're going through with him having brain cancer for so many years. But I think any parent out there can relate to when they see their child in pain, they would do anything in the world to take that pain away from their child. You know, like it literally hurts your insides when you can feel and sense that your child is going through something. It's like you would do anything in the world to take that away from them. And so that's just, you know, that alone is a gut-wrenching feeling. Then on top of it, to know that like their child, that your child might, you know, truly like they're opening them up. You never know if something could go wrong. Now they're operating around the spine, like just crazy stuff like that. So yeah. It's just, that's tough. Sorry, that's very deep. But then your mom went into the hospital. Dad went into the hospital. Your dad, like we just, one thing after the other. Then, oh my gosh, you guys, like the laundry list. I'm just sharing this stuff with you guys because I want everyone out there to know you're not alone. Like if you're having like a rough time in life, like you're not alone. Like sometimes the highs are really high and sometimes the lows are really low. And these last 2 weeks, it's just been really hard on us. So we actually lost our nanny that we've had for 9 months now. We love, love, love her. She was crying. We were crying. Everybody was crying. And unfortunately, she didn't realize that with her...
Her teaching credential.
Yeah,
she had just graduated as a school teacher.
Yeah, so her teaching credential, one part of her teaching credential, I guess, she didn't realize was going to require her to, this internship part of it was going to require
her to...
Well, she
has to, it's postgraduate. She had to shadow a master teacher.
Yeah.
Like she thought she had another year with us before they were going to actually have her do that based upon placement, but they immediately called upon her. And so now for the next several months, she'll be shadowing a master teacher and has to be available like seven to five every single day.
So we lost her. We were so sad. Like, I mean, literally for Slade and I, like... Finding the right nanny has been so important to us, and having somebody in Skye's life that, you know, truly is just connected with Skye and that we feel confident about, you know, as much as I've been heavily involved, if you guys follow me on social media, you know how active I've been with all the sex trafficking thing that's going on. And, you know, like, gosh, like I just, it's deep and it's heavy and it's hard. And it's like, I just think every day about Skye and her safety and all this stuff. So like the person that you have in your home taking care of your child so that you can work, so that you can take care of your family, you know, it's a huge responsibility to take that on and make sure that you know who that person is and how they're with your child and if they're teaching their child and encouraging your child and all those things that go along with it. So, so that was tough, but I want to read something from her. This was really cute. So I want to tell you guys this really cute story. So when we did Skylar's baby shower, we had this gal by the name of Tammy who did all the invitations for the baby shower. And she gave us a very special gift for Skylar. And it had this beautiful poem on the outside of the box. And it was just this really beautiful poem about all the places that Skylar would travel throughout her life and all the people she'll meet. And that when she turns 18, she wanted me to give this gift to her. So I open it up and it's the book, Oh, the Places You'll Go by Dr. Seuss. And it's, you know, that really cute book that I'm sure you all know that book. And Tammy said to us, please make sure that every single person that's special in Skye's life, whether it be grandma, grandpa, a teacher, a nanny, a caregiver, a doctor, anybody in Skye's life, be sure to make or have them sign the book so that when she turns 18 and she goes off to college, you can give it to her and she can read all the special notes from everybody. I'm going to cry.
Such a great idea.
Totally going to cry. So when she gave me this gift, I legit cried. Like, I got to say, honestly, probably out of all the gifts I got for Skylar, this was by far one of the best. And this just goes to show it's the simplest and smallest of things that can make the biggest impacts. You don't have to spend, you know, $1 billion and buy the big, you know, to-do gifts and all that. Just the thoughtful, really cool gifts like this have so much meaning to it. So anyways, our wonderful caregiver, Courtney, wrote this to Skye. And she said, Skye, I have loved every minute watching you grow into such a beautiful, smart, and silly little girl. You're such a bright life in everyone's life. I know you are meant to do great things. I'm going to miss seeing your gorgeous little face every day, but this isn't goodbye. It's see you later. I love you. XOXO caregiver Courtney, your first nanny.
Aww.
Totally makes me cry. Like, she was such a good human being. And that leads me to my next thing of who out there wants to be our nanny? No, I'm just kidding. No, I swear we're going to get like 9 million calls now. No, we are in the process of looking for another nanny because, oh my gosh, I know many of you have been through this. We literally had two other people come in and it just was not working out.
Nope.
Not good.
Here's the hard part. Everybody knows this. I'm sure that if there are parents that are out there, they've dealt with this. People always kind of, you know, put that best foot forward and try to mm-hmm. pretend to be something that they're not, maybe mm-hmm. when they, because they want the job. Mm-hmm. And then you spend a week with them.
And then you're like, whoa, this is not going to work out. And, you know, Slater and I are pretty easygoing. Like, we don't.
Who's harder, me or you? You're probably tougher.
Well, I think it just depends on what it is. Honestly, I don't even think we're hard. I just think that
we're particular.
Yeah, we're particular, and we have a very specific, need that we want met when it comes to our daughter. And Skylar is very active, and she needs to be stimulated constantly because she's so freaking smart, this child of ours.
Yeah, you show her. She sees something one time, and she's got it mastered. You
don't even have to show her. That's the problem.
No, like, she'll figure it out
on her own.
Yeah. Does anyone else have a child who's 14 months old and is able to, like, stand on a horse
in a full pike position with
one leg off to the side, like she's auditioning for Cirque du Soleil?
It's insane.
Because our child is doing this. Like, she's already climbing. Like, she wants to climb everything.
You guys, she, like, is so smart. She takes the brake off the like, I don't even know how she knows and how she figures things out. It's crazy.
Yeah, remember when you thought you were really smart and you parked the stroller so she could kind of play with it and get her toys out of the bottom of it? And she looked at you. She looked back at the stroller. She looked at you. She went down there and went, flip, undoes the brake, and starts walking away with the stroller.
Pushing the stroller.
She pushes the stroller away. She's like, yeah, I'm out of here. I'm taking my toys with me.
Yeah. I mean, and it's so funny because there's so many people on social media that reach out and it's like, oh my God, your daughter's like really smart. And it's like legit, like pediatricians and like people that like would know. And they're like, whoa, like she's really advanced and really smart.
Have you noticed that those people reaching out are not necessarily reaching out to say, hey, congratulations, you have a really smart child.
Oh dear.
They're like, hey, you guys are screwed and I'd get some help.
Yeah, it's like really intense. But the thing is that, you know what, she's very smart, and you just have to keep her very stimulated, and you have to like interact with her a lot, and she's just smart. So she gets bored easily. And so it's just been, we're very particular about who we have there and who's really like good with her. So we've already had like a couple nightmares already, and I'm just like, Lord, help us, please send us somebody that is just good. And, you know, I've just decided people are crazy. That's what I've decided, legit. Like, right?
There's enough of it out there for sure.
Like, it's just so weird. Like, I just don't understand. Like, it's so hard when you are with somebody and you think they're so great, everything's going great, da-da-da, and then all of a sudden overnight, they just like go to crazy town. You're like, wait a minute, what? Like, what happened? Like, I don't even understand. And then what was so funny was this one gal that we were working with, she was young and really like younger, like 22 or something. And so next thing we know, like dad's calling and like total drama. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I get on the phone with the dad, so to Slade, and we're like, look. And he's like, I'm sorry. I'm sure you hate that the dad's calling. I said, no. I go, I don't hate that the dad's calling at all. I go, as a matter of fact, I'm glad the dad's calling because we have a daughter of our own, and we'll probably be protective and looking after our daughter too. But your daughter's not telling you the full scoop, buddy. So here's what happened.
Here's the messages. How it went down. Here's the communication.
And beyond that, like, you know, if you say that it's important to you that your daughter, you know, has a good work ethic and integrity with what she does, then here's the scoop. And so the good news is that when we explained it to him, he was like, oh.
he's like, I'm sorry.
He's like, I'm sorry. He's like, it was my bad. I was the one that was like telling her, you know, people that are in entertainment, they sometimes try to screw people over and like all this stuff. And I was like, okay, whatever. And like, that's the part that I hate sometimes is like when you are, you know, somebody that's in the public eye, they already have like a predetermined like thing about you. And so they just automatically assume you're going to be like every other person in entertainment that they've come across that they've had like a bad situation with. And it's like, they just assume you're going to be those same people. And it's like,
here's what sucks though. On the reverse, a lot of people in the entertainment space get screwed.
Totally.
Because you're in that space. All the vendors want to up the fee, charge you three times as much money. You guys got a bunch and they take advantage.
Yeah.
So like everyone's on their guard.
Yeah.
Right. Because of the experience that, you know, we've had in that space of people trying to do that to us. Yeah. So it's like, it's hard. It's goes both ways.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
So anyway, sorry, that was like a whole long story, but I just wanted to say for all those parents out there that have ever struggled with like changing of nannies, finding new help, doing all this, like I last week, and I think I did a whole story on it on my social. I was just like, man, like, thank God for my faith, because if it wasn't for my faith, I would be 6 feet under because I do not some days know it's hard. And that's the other thing I want to mention. I actually am in a Bible study now with a group of women, and the book that we're studying is called Anxious for Nothing, and it says, Finding Calm in a Chaotic World. And I just love, I'm loving this book. I love this author, Max Lucado. He is a New York Times bestseller. I think he's sold like 140 million copies of books, like just amazing, right?
Wow.
And he's written many, many books. And gosh, do we not all need this book right now? I mean, Anxious for Nothing, Finding Calm in a Chaotic World. Right now we are in such a chaotic world. It's like insane. But this couldn't have come at like more of a perfect time for me in my life. And what was really cool for me was when I first, when we read the first chapter, the very first verse that they touched on is my favorite verse ever in the Bible ever. And I was like so excited because I was like, oh my gosh, this is totally like meant for me, like this Bible study and this book, because it's just weird when like you, the one book that you end up like doing this Bible study with, it's like your favorite verse is the very first verse that they talk about.
It's not weird. Someone say that's a sign.
I know. So anyway.
And what I find interesting is that you're sharing all of this with our listeners, which is so sweet for you to do. You haven't even shared it with me.
Oh, that's funny. I know. But by the way, we never talk. So.
Hey, thank God for the show.
When do we ever talk? Legit. We go to bed every night now. And like last night, we finally cuddled for the first time in like months. And I was like, I miss you. Right?
Did we cuddle?
Yeah. Remember we cuddled and then you tried to do sexy fun time with me.
Did you slap my hand?
Yeah. Like 12 times. Cause you kept trying to do sexy fun time and I was so exhausted and I was like, don't even. But then we cuddled and it was
cute.
Wait
a second. You started it though.
How did I start it?
You said grab my butt.
Well, no, I didn't say grab my butt. I said touch my butt because we want
to a man. That means grab.
No, you know what that means. What is the one thing that puts me to sleep?
When I touch your butt?
When you rub my butt, that's the one thing that puts me to sleep.
And what's the one thing that happens when I touch your butt? And then I sometimes grab your butt. You don't go to sleep, do you?
You want sexy fun time, I know. Okay, so you guys, I wanted to just share this little bit because I think this might help some of you if you're struggling out there with some, being anxious. Okay, so my favorite verse ever is Philippians 4, 4 through 8. And what it says is, rejoice in the Lord always. Always, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good rapport, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Okay, so the part that I want you guys to take in is I love it when they do like abbreviations. What's the other word for abbreviations? I was trying to think of that today.
Another word for abbreviation?
Yeah, like, you know, when like you take
to
like-
to abbreviate?
No, like when you take a word.
Yeah.
And you make like a- what's
you make it smaller?
No, you make like a- is it called cinnamon? Cinnamon.
I thought Cinnabon.
No, you make
they're
like
not
a,
our sponsor, but they should be.
Not a synopsis. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't know.
You wish you had a-
Wait, is this the word five verses with four- Oh, I'm not even going to be able to say that word. Why can't I say it? Admonitions? Admonitions?
I think people really tune into our show to hear you sound out large, lengthy words. Can you do that again?
That word.
Where?
What is that word?
You know what sucks is I can't see it in the dark.
Oh, you're such a liar. You can't say it. You say it either. Do you see it? The A? See?
Oh, yeah. Admonitions.
Admonitions. What's that? I don't know why I don't know what that. See?
Five verses with four is probably actually.
That means like abbreviation, right?
No. That does not mean abbreviation.
No? Oh. What does it mean? So you have to even look it up yourself, you tool.
Well, I never claim to know what it means.
Well, you know everything. You're like a walking thesaurus. I can't believe you don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Hold on.
No, but there's another word for...
Yeah, see?
What does that mean?
Uh-huh. What? That's what I thought it meant.
What?
It means the act or action of admonishing, authoritative counsel, or warning.
Wait a minute, you can't use the same word in the sentence to describe it. That doesn't even make sense.
The old judge's admonitions to the jury and his point was particularly weighty.
What does it mean? I hope we understand what it means. Okay, forget
that's
that.
That's what it means. It's the act or action of admonishing, authoritative counsel, or warning.
I don't even know what that means. That doesn't even make sense to me. What does that mean? I don't get it. Okay.
Gentle or friendly reproof, remembering the admonitions to keep it simple.
That's my point. It's like an abbreviation. That's another way of saying abbreviation. You tool.
There is nothing in here that says abbreviation.
No, babe. Read what that just said.
It says counsel or warning against fault or oversight. The principles, admonitions against bullying.
Oh my gosh.
Synonyms, more example
sentences. Synonyms. That's the word. Synonyms. What's the word?
It's cinnamon.
Cinnamon. See?
Cinnamon.
I was trying to say it. I'm not crazy. I'm telling you. That's the word I was looking for. That just took us 900
I would like
ways.
To confirm to all the listeners, we're not even drinking.
Like, that's the word I was looking for. Synonyms. Synonyms? How do you say that word? Why can't I say it? The point is that I'm totally getting off track.
It is synonyms.
Synonyms, right? Yeah. Yeah. So synonyms, also AKA abbreviations.
That's not an abbreviation.
Oh my God. Let me finish so you'll understand. Okay. So when you start breaking down that verse, you guys, and if you're ever struggling with something, you think of the word calm, right? And if you break down the word calm, C-A-L-M, and each letter stands for something. So the C stands for celebrate, which is in correlation with rejoice in the Lord always. Are you paying attention now?
I'm looking up your synonyms so you have a proper definition because I don't know where you get abbreviation from, but that's not mean abbreviation.
Okay. Well,
it's words that mean the same thing. It's like when you have a word and you're trying to find something similar that means the same thing for a sentence.
Okay, well, whatever. I was saying the wrong word. The point is that whenever you're struggling with anxiety, think of the word calm and
I think of the word CBD. Go ahead.
And practice the word or practice this thought process of calm. So the C equals celebrate. So celebrate God's goodness. The A stands for ask. Ask God for help. The L stands for leave your concerns with him. So the L stands for leave, which I just said. And the M stands for meditate. So meditate on good things. So that breaks down that verse with all those different things and with the synonyms of calm. So celebrate, ask, leave, and meditate. So when you're struggling, think of those things, and hopefully it will bring you back to a place of calm and happiness. Okay,
I'm
that was
so
like,
glad we got through that.
You know what? I'm really mad because I envisioned that being much different than how that whole thing just went down. That's all I have to say.
Well, this is why they call it Bible study.
I feel like it would be, I thought that was going to be like an aha moment, and instead that turned into a shit storm. But okay. Anyways, so,
I got what you were trying to say.
So my point being, you guys,
I feel that, calmer that you've actually expressed that to me.
This book is full of so many great nuggets. So if you guys are out there struggling with anxiety, I would totally recommend picking this up. It's a great read. It's super easy to read. And I think it can really help all of us through, you know, a rough time. Whether or not you are spiritual or godly or not, this really truly is just a great book for anybody that's struggling with being anxious. So
thank you for sharing, Gretchen.
You're welcome, Slade. So nice. Can we chat a little bit about what everybody's doing now that fall is back in play? Can you believe it is September, by the way? Like, what the heck happened?
Because it was, like, really hot today.
It was
not a fall hot. It was, like, stuck in the middle of, like, southern Mexico hot.
It was like the Sahara Desert. It was insane.
120 degrees in the valley. Did you know that?
Yeah.
120.
Like crazy temperatures.
It was just shy of 100 degrees here, and we're by the beach.
Do you know that Death Valley hit, I think they said 130 degrees, and it's the highest temperature ever in the whole world ever?
I did not know that.
I think that's what they said ever.
Did like you know the human head weighs an average of 8 pounds?
Did you know that giraffes' necks are 100 feet tall? I have no idea. I just made that up.
Did you know the tallest tree is about 367 feet tall?
I know. I learned that the other night.
Did you know the planet is 70% water?
Okay. How many more do you know are we going to do?
That was the last one. Sorry.
Okay. So now I'm off track. What was I saying?
You were talking about how hot it was, and it's now very late into the fall. Yeah, it's very hot.
No, it's not very late. It just started fall. But the point is that I can't believe it's September. Like 2020 has sucked ass, right? Like it has been.
It's been a bad year.
It's been a bad year. Like so many
horrific
hard
year.
Things. So many crappy things going on. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, thank God for our faith, because had we not had our faith, I'm not sure how we get through this.
It has been a very rough, challenging 2020. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited actually about this month because we have some really great guests.
Yeah, we do.
And the exciting thing about it is we're trying to do our part to change how horrific 2020's been.
Yeah.
So we're going to start off with Major Williams.
Yeah.
He's going to come on. Going to talk a little bit about the governorship and all the crap that's happening in the state of California. Give us just a new spin on things and how we should be viewing, you know, what's happening with our state, which I think is really mm-hmm. important. Mm-hmm. We're bringing on Tim Ballard.
Yes, we are.
Tim Ballard has a new film he's promoting, but Tim Ballard is an ex-Homeland Security officer who has given his life to ending child sex trafficking.
Yeah.
A very important topic.
And he's rescued like over 4,000 children from slavery, which is incredible.
It's unbelievable. And the new film that's coming out is amazing. We had a chance to screen it the other night. So
yeah, it's called The Sound of Freedom. I'm excited about that.
He's coming on because he's going to awaken a lot of people mm-hmm. About the ways to protect their children, which I think is super important.
Yeah, for sure.
Then we're going to celebrate a little bit of love.
Yeah.
Because we have country music artist Jana Kramer coming on with her fiance, Mike Cussing, and they talk about the success of their relationship, their ups and downs, and everything that they've done to come out on the other side.
Yeah.
So that's going to be very inspiring. Then we have Rachel Cruz.
Yeah, which I'm excited about.
This is Dave Ramsey's daughter. So if you ever wanted to know about finance, what to do because of COVID, everyone's been hurt financially with this new normal that we're having to struggle with, businesses and people losing their jobs and like all that stuff happening. We're going to talk to a financial expert and see if we can't get some guidance on how to deal with all this stuff. So I'm excited because there's some great people coming. There's more on the list. That's just a little taste.
Yeah. And not only that, but you guys know from the very beginning when we did this podcast, we really wanted it to be a place where you guys could come and, you know, have some comedic relief, but also just really grow and learn and, you know, touch on subjects. So whether or not, you know, you're Democrat, Republican, whatever, like that's not what this is about. It's just about getting educated and continuing to, you know what's going on out there. Because I think for so long, I think this election for a lot of people is opening up people's eyes and it's actually sad to see how much divide there is in this country of like, you know, either you're like hardcore Republican, you're hardcore Democrat, and then it's literally like wrecking friendships and it's causing mm-hmm. so much tension and all this stuff. And that makes me sad because you know, for me, like, it shouldn't be like that. Like, there should just be respect on both sides. But it's just gotten so ugly and it's gotten so bad and it's so divided, you know, and it's really sad for me to see that. So
I didn't even share this story with you. I thought it was so interesting. So my mom has been so just hell-bent, anti-Trump.
Oh, really?
You know, I'm watching the news and I can't, you know, this is what they're saying about him. And I'm like, Mom, I go, here's the thing. I'm not going to tell you, you know, Republican, Democrat. I'm not going to pick a side. We're not going to get into a political, you know, debate over anything. But here's what I will tell you. There's a ton of fake news.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff out there for the fake news and the stuff that they're manufacturing and all this stuff. My mom texted me.
Yeah.
And she says, hey, I just found this biography, The Trump Dynasty, mm-hmm. on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I binge watched the whole thing in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
And she goes, I can't believe it.
Really?
I totally understand Trump. Like, I understand what he's about. And he has been saying the exact same thing since he was 19 years old about what he wants for America.
Yep.
We're getting screwed on these deals.
Literally.
Like he and people asked him several times, would you run for president? And he kept saying, no, I don't think so. I don't know that I'm the right person for it, but here's what I want for the country. Here's what I want for the country. He has said the same things his entire life. So yeah. Consistent. And then you see him in office. And I said to Mom, I go, look, not the most polished guy.
No.
They Obviously. Probably should have slapped his hand and taken away Twitter.
They should have done a lot of things
for
with the guy.
Sure. And sticks his foot in his mouth a lot.
All the time.
But you got to kind of respect the guy for just being completely unfiltered. He's not polished.
No.
He's not getting up
there.
But
I think that's why a lot of America like loves him.
Likes him.
Is because finally, there's not a freaking politician in office.
Who's being handed these scripts to read or being handed these speeches.
Or what I should say is finally there's not a career politician in there. Somebody that just, you know.
Businessman.
He's a businessman and he literally runs the company as a business. And look, you guys, trust me, I'm not a fan of a lot of the things that Trump does. And like I said, I wasn't like pro Trump and I wasn't pro Democrat. I wasn't like one hardcore one way or the other. It was always about, you know, the policies and what they were speaking on. Now, Kamala Harris was literally a voice for women. And she was a powerful voice for women during the Me Too movement. And I loved that about her because of the fact that I feel like I have gone through some of my own stuff in that space, in that area of my life. And so I liked what she was saying and I liked how she spoke up for the voiceless and for these women that had been abused.
And we don't typically get involved in the whole political thing.
I normally don't, but like when there's like stuff like
your
this.
Your dad's big on it.
Yeah.
And my mom is kind of big on it because my mom
and
called
And remember
me.
How we've always said, don't have mom or dad talk about politics because your mom was like all Democrat and dad was all Republican. We were like, that could go really bad.
But it's funny because my mom will call me. And she goes, how about this bimbo, Kamala Harris?
Oh, and she said that?
Yeah. And I go, wait a second.
That's weird because mom normally is totally pro women like that. Dude, we were not even going to talk about that. What happened?
I don't know. We slid down the political hole.
Dang it. That's the last thing I wanted to do.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
Let's get back to being parents in the coronavirus era.
So I have so many of my friends right now that are legit like, not knowing how to figure out how to do this whole thing. Like the homeschooling thing is killing them, right? Like it's just so crazy. Like I was in the car yesterday with my nephews and nieces driving down to grandma and grandpa's to be at their pool for the day. And I was asking Wyatt, who's one of my nephews, how school's going. And he's just like, it sucks. And I was like, wait, what? And he's like, it's so not fun. Like having to homeschool. He's like, my Chromebook totally died. And I had to go to my friend's house and like this, that, the other. And he's like, we're not allowed to talk to each other on the screen. And he's like, if we do, the teacher gets mad at you. And he's like, the whole thing is just so weird and it sucks. And then I guess though, they're talking about him going back to school. And I said, well, when you go back to school, I go, how does that work? And he's like, we have to wear masks. We have to be 6 feet apart from each other. I was like, what? I was like, so how do you play with each other on the playground? He's like, I don't know. He's like, I don't even think we can like pass the ball to each other. We can't even like play football. We can't do anything. And I was like, oh my God. Okay. So how are you all hanging in there with like homeschooling and doing all that? I mean, right now we are not thankfully having to like do school with Skylar yet. But I think we've made the decision that we are homeschooling Sky because we are scared to death to put her in school. We're literally scared of school shootings. We're scared of bullying. We're scared of social media.
Yeah. And I know that sometimes some of these topics are a bit too taboo.
Yeah.
You know, the political stuff, the sex trafficking, all these things. But, you know, as we've taken a look at it and started to educate ourselves on it, this is stuff people need to be aware of. You can choose to use the information as you want, but this is stuff that people really need to be educated on.
Do you guys know that there is, what is the statistic? I probably am going to have it wrong, but I think there's 30 million people enslaved today. 10 million of those are children. Children, you guys. And it can be anything from sex slavery to labor slavery to so many different things.
And well, the point is there's far more slavery today than there was 200 years ago.
And the sex trafficking trade is a $150 billion trade, you guys. And it is becoming, it's going to soon surpass the illegal arms and the drug trafficking, which is crazy to me. Okay. So
that's crazy.
If you guys aren't aware of this and you don't know about it, get informed because it's happening. It's happening right in front of us. And thank God that we have an administration that is, you know, putting millions of dollars into helping, you know, stop that and helping the victims of that. And I stand with those people that believe in that. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat. I don't care what party you are. It means nothing to me what party you are. It means that you are a good human being and you don't believe that treating people this way is proper. So yeah, anyways.
Good point. That will probably bring us to the question of the day.
By the way, this podcast went nowhere in the direction I thought it was going to go.
Yeah, but that's the point.
Nowhere in the direction.
It was a list of topics that are way too taboo for most people to even address.
Yeah, and you know what? So, the truth is that we love having guests, and you guys always, you know, talk to us about how you love the guests. But one of the things we get the most is do more of you enslaved. So we're trying to do that. But again, that's why we end up doing this now 11:40 at night. So it's like we have to do this in such late times of the night because we're so busy. We have so much work. There's so many things going on with the baby and everything else. So we try and get these in for you guys when we can. But look at clearly when you put a mic in front of us, we just start.
We
going.
Just go.
And
well, and here's the point. The point of this podcast was always to dive a little deeper into subjects or conversations that, you know,
maybe are too taboo
for regular media, for regular places, mm-hmm. for people to go to listen to. We wanted to inspire and compel the people that listen to this show to stand up and make a difference. Mm-hmm. And it's really not about you or me. Mm-hmm. It's about being educated and awakened by the incredible guests that are kind enough to come and share their knowledge to our listeners on this show. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's about.
And by the way, if you're like total pro Democrat or whatever, I still love you. And I hope you still love me. Like it's not even like that. And by the way,
it's not about political party.
But that's my point. Like, it's about the principles
behind those people.
Yeah. But by the way, like I said, I've voted Democrat before. So it's not like I'm, you know, oh no, I'm not this and I'm not that. Like, it's not like that. It's just a matter of like the time that we're in right now and what's going on. And that's why I'm speaking out, because I feel very convicted and very called from my Heavenly Father to speak up, because I do have a voice and I do have a platform. And really, it really does come down to the sex trafficking aspect of it for me. That's really what has skewed me in such a strong direction one way or the other at this point in time. So there was something else I was going to tell you. Oh, because you were talking about, you know, things just being like doing things that are good. And I can't even think of the words right now because I'm so tired. But I just want to mention our friend Lydia McLaughlin has a new show on BravoTV.com. It's called Glitter Town with Her Mom. It's so cute. It's campy. It's fun. It's silly. It's literally about spreading love and light. So guys, go spread some love and light. What question should we ask of the day?
Here's the question of the day. Do you want to be the kind of individual who turns a blind eye, mm-hmm. and just kind of roams through life with some ignorance? Mm-hmm. Or are you one of those people that's looking to get engaged, looking to get informed about topics that are maybe not too comfortable, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, that are going to empower you to stand up and make a difference in this world?
Right. What's going to be your legacy, you guys?
Yeah, when you go, how do you want to be remembered?
How do you want to be remembered? Are you going to be the person that stood up and made a change? Or are you going to be a person that just stuck your head in the sand and did nothing? So that's your question of the week. What are you going to do?
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It's been another episode of Not Too Taboo. We'll talk at you next week.
Be sure to download, subscribe, tell your friends. We love you guys.
We're going to sleep.
We're going to sleep.
Love you.
Bye, guys.